Come on.
What did you watch the I'm assuming you
know I did.
Did you have Scott in there with you watching and rooting?
No.
Does he watch it on
Scott
TV?
Scott doesn't watch golf. He likes to play it. He gets he doesn't like watching it. He doesn't get the whole sitting there on the couch watching guys hit. I don't know why. He likes to play it.
I got Maddox to sit and watch with me the other day, which was awesome. Yeah, it was great. And he'll do that every so often. He doesn't mind watching golf.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Scott sat in there and watched maybe the last hole of the U.S. Open or something like that. He's more of a player than a watcher. I don't think sports writing and broadcasting are probably in his future. I think plans in his future either, beyond, but he is not a... He's more of a participant than a observer.
As we talked to Ken, it was a great day for Arkansas. I mean, it was so fun to watch it. Plus, the way he won, it wasn't just the fact that he won, it was how he won that made it so entertaining for us here, who I cannot imagine how his family felt, how his close friends felt about it. It was gut-wrenching for me watching. I'm sure it was for you too, Jim, as a guy that's pulled for him for a long time. It was darn near tough to watch, but, man, it was great to see him come out on top.
Well, if he was more nervous than you, I know you tweeted something about it. I'm sitting there nervous about it, and I'm thinking, gosh, if I'm sitting here watching and I'm nervous for him, I can only imagine the feelings and how he and Tommy pointed this out right before your show about how he was gathering himself. That was really cool. Even for, 2.5, maybe 3 feet.
Yeah.
From one angle on the broadcast, because they showed it again yesterday, man, it looks even longer than that. But just to see it all kind of come together. I never really wish bad on anybody on the golf course, except maybe Harry King every now and then. But, I was going... Bubba put this in the water. And I mean, doggone if he didn't. And then he made a triple bogey on that hole. And then, of course, that put Ken in the lead. And it wasn't lost on me. I hope it wasn't on you either. If you remember, watching the British Open in 95, it looks like John Daly's got it won. And Constantino Rocca from the Valley of Sin, the old course, chips in to tie him. You know, it's kind of the same sort of deal to go out there in the playoff. And, Daly wasn't going to be denied that day. And I know most of Arkansas or all of Arkansas that follows golf was excited. And I think the same feelings were there, too. People were tuned in Sunday to watch Ken just never be denied. I mean, he's not a great driver of the ball in distance and sometimes in direction, but an old friend of mine, Kelly Davidson, played with him in high school, and he played against him in college growing up. And he told me a long time ago, he said the thing about Ken Duke that was special about him was, I mean, you could put that guy, he could get up and down out of a 50-gallon oil drum. So you knew he wasn't going to give that thing away anyway. He was going to have to be birdied on. To be beat, and of course he made the birdie, and it was a matter of just a couple of yards. Think about the previous time they played it, when Chris Stroud hit his shot in the bunker, he's maybe a yard or two from being over that bunker and on the green for a birdie putt. And Ken, the next time down, how much, I don't know what he said, I didn't get to hear your interview, but how much window did he have just over that bunker to put, hit it, put enough spin on it, and finish within 3 feet. That was incredible.
What he said was, and he said he turned to his caddy, and he said you don't always get a perfect distance. He said, but he felt like he could get it really close because he felt like that was a perfect distance for him, and obviously he made the most of it. And I told my wife, I turned to my wife as soon as he hit it, before they showed where the shot was headed, I said he hit that good because he spun his club. And you'll see golfers do that every so often. I unfortunately never get to spin my club. The only club I ever spin is my putter. But it's not nearly as dramatic as doing it with an iron. But he knew that he hit a good shot right there. And I don't know if he knew it was going to be quite that good, but he said when he got up there and saw that it was close, he was thrilled, obviously. And then Stroud almost makes his putt, which is crazy.
Well, he did. I mean, it gave it a run. I think part of why why Ken won, in a way, was that he is 44 years old, that he is a guy who has figured it out a little more than Stroud. And I hope that youngsters that watch that thing understand that, you know, just because you can, you know, bash it as far as you possibly can and hit it 330 or 340, each time he did that, he left himself in a with a downhill lie, trying to spin the ball on the green. Once he leaves it in the bunker, twice it hits and runs long. Ken's drives were always either, of course, he had two bad drives on 18, but his last drive on that pole, you know, he was about 20 or so, 30 yards shorter, but he had an up slope. He was in a better position to spin the golf ball. It isn't all about, you know, Bubba Watsoning that ball or, you know, down there and then only having 60 or 70 yards, because sometimes you're in a position where you just can't get it close.
Yeah, the kid had an awkward, he's younger than me at least. He had an awkward, it was a downslope. Plus, he's got, you know, again, an awkward yardage maybe. He got no room to work. And like you said, hitting a full shot in from where Ken was, where he could get a little spin on it, probably a lot better deal. And I'm wondering why, you know, if I'm his caddy, I'm going, hey, bro, maybe we hit three wood here and you hit the ball behind the cart path, which was kind of the marker for me because you saw his ball roll across the cart path all three times. Stroud had three mash drives in a row. But maybe we leave it a little shorter and hit a, you know, a full shot in there and it's not on a downslope. It surprised me that wasn't at least discussed as part of the strategy before that final swing. But nevertheless, it all worked out great for Ken.
And some credit to Chris Carpenter's caddy. You know, he knows and knows the game. I mean, they've been through a lot. They've knocked on the door. He's been second before. He's had a chance at New Orleans. He's been, you know, this year hadn't been his year compared to the last two. And then, of course, he went through that stretch, too, where he had to regain his card. He was one shot out one year from getting his card. He's a heck of a story, Ken is. And it's great that he's from Arkansas. And I just think it's neat about this state. I mean, we don't have much in terms of a lot of pro stars out there. We're not California and Florida and Texas. We're a small state. We've got Stacy Lewis, who's basically, you know, went to school at Fayetteville and has adopted Arkansas, even though she's from Houston or that area. And then we've got Ken, we've got Daly. I think everybody's fired up about David Lingmerth now. He's a player, but we don't have really a whole lot of people to root for across all the sports, and it's kind of neat. I think some of these guys like Ken, I think Stacy, they appreciate the fact that a whole state gets behind them like this. And
I was going to ask you, Jim, too, because you've got a lot, you know, more historical perspective than I do, having grown up here. But, you know, I look back at some of the numbers, and I guess Glenn Day's last win on tour was 2000, and John Daly's last win on tour was 2004. Have there been any other men that have been close or have won that I'm missing over the years? I mean, because to me, I mean, from what I could gather, John was the last Arkansan to win a PGA event, and it was an 2004, so it's been a while.
Well, Mulder won. He won the prize.com tournament since Daly did.
Okay.
I mean, that's in the postseason, I think it is, isn't that after the FedEx Cup?
PGA event's a PGA event in my book. You're right, though.
Yeah, but he won. And then, of course, you know, before Daly, you've got guys like, you know, R.H. Sykes had a handful of good finishes. I'm not sure how many wins he had. He's a golf Hall of Famer, maybe it ought to be. I'm pretty sure he's in the State Hall of Fame. But, and of course, we lost Miller Barber just a few days ago.
Yeah.
He went to Fayetteville, came really close with Royals and supported the golf team. He was a winner on both he had a tremendous senior career. He had a good career. We've only had two guys in Arkansas besides Daly who have won. Well, actually, there's four. Paul Runyon was a PGA winner. He won the PGA Championship, beat Sam Snead. Dutch Harrison won some events. He was from Little Rock. But only two guys have won the U.S. I think this is interesting. Two guys who didn't grow up in Arkansas, but they made Arkansas their home afterward. And I wrote this in that Executive Golfers, my column about it. You have Tommy Bolt, who just passed away a few years, just pretty recently.
Right.
And then Jack Flack, who won U.S. Open. So, I mean, that's the, you know, the pinnacle, I guess.
Yeah. He looks like he could still go, too. That we saw him at an outing a while back. Guy's in he's in amazing shape. And I guess I don't know how I've spaced the Bryce Mulder win, but he actually won, oddly enough, in a playoff as well. That's his only PGA Tour win, but he won a playoff a couple years ago, too. So,
and I think we expect a little more out of Bryce. He hadn't won with the regularity that maybe even the experts outside of Arkansas figured, because he was a four-time All-American at Georgia Tech. You know, there's only a handful of guys who've been four-time All-American, Phil Mickelson being one of those.
Speaking of older golfers, Jim, I don't know if you saw this or not. Our intern was able to dig up this story that, you know, you've seen the body issue the ESPN, the magazine, puts out every year.
Yeah.
Gary Player is going to be in the new issue. Comes out July 12th. The 77-year-old Hall of Famer will pose nude in the upcoming ESPN, the magazine's body issue.
Can they maybe level that out by putting Bo Derek in there, too?
I have two thoughts on this. First of all, she's not an athlete, so that doesn't make any sense. But I understand where you're going with this. Although, she's about 77 also. First of all, my initial thought was... my second thought, of course, was Gary Player's in 10 times better shape than I am. And that's a fact. At 77. This dude's an incredible. He still works out like a fiend. He's an amazing athlete.
Yeah, he does like 1,000 push-ups a day,
which is 1,000 more than I've done this year or my life.
He does all these crunches. I got to visit with him briefly in my one trip to Augusta. Just to, you know, he just spoke for a few minutes about staying in shape, and he said he did like 1,000 crunches and 1,000 push-ups. And of course, you know, I just shook my head.
The other athletes: Colin Kaepernick, John Wall, the former Kentucky Wildcat.
Who?
John Wall.
Is there any females in the group?
Giancarlo Stanton, Major League slugger, and Olympic volleyball player who is an extremely tall drink of water, Kerry Walsh Jennings.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah, I like her. I like beach volleyball.
I like her better than Misty May. She doesn't seem to be such quite the attention hoe that Misty May is, but anyway.
I wish there was a... I think they have had a beach volleyball circuit on TV. I wish they would continue to promote it even more, because I think it's been a pretty popular sport the last few Olympics, of course, because of them.
Right.
Because of those two, really.
No question. We were talking about bucket lists earlier, and I compared Wimbledon to Augusta. And I think, you know, again, from a...
Yeah, I heard that.
Would Wimbledon be in your bucket list? Let's say you had five things
definitely.
In your bucket.
Yeah, I would give anything to get to go... And probably to the first week. I think it'd be a madhouse trying to get in to see the quarters or the semis. Certainly not the final.
No, I'd love to be there and watch Nadal lose in the first round. That would have been fun.
And of course, everything is pristine this first week. You know what happens to Wimbledon, their better courts, of course, is they, you know, by the last weekend, they look like, you know, somebody's just, you know, ripped up a putting green or something.
Right.
I mean,
it really
takes a bad look. But, yeah, I think the Masters and Wimbledon would be
similar.
Yeah.
If you had five things in your bucket, what else would go in there?
Sports bucket. I would want to go to the British Open once, to the old course, or play it. I'd like to play the old course. I used to be a big NBA fan. I wanted to see the Celtics and all that kind of stuff, but I lost interest. I didn't have a big interest in this championship this year. Yeah. It's kind of fallen off. I think I have more interest in seeing the hockey.
Well, the hockey was entertaining. My thing is the demos of guys rooting for the Spurs, maybe in the same demo of the guys rooting for Ken Duke this weekend. You got the more mature folks.
Yeah, that's true. I like the Spurs, but I just felt like it wasn't going to happen.
It should have.
I don't think the officials were going to let it happen. I remember when they sort of – I'm old enough now to remember all these hose jobs or whatever you want to call them. I remember Sacramento, I thought, getting ripped off against the Lakers.
You mean when they were the Queens?
Yeah.
Sacramento Queens?
Yeah, when they had Chris Timeout Weber.
Yes. Vladdy.
I think I'd want to go to a World Series game. I haven't done that. I've been to a playoff game.
That would be fun.
Certainly Cardinals if they were in it. What a bucket list. I've done the Masters. Would like to do the British Open.
Okay.
I think I'm running out of really interesting.
If you could combo the Old Course and Wimbledon in the same trip, and Phil and I were talking about maybe trying to work in a soccer match.
How about the Olympics in Brazil?
That would be beautiful.
Yeah, I think the Olympics in Brazil are going to be unbelievable.
Probably a little difficult to get to.
There's going to be all sorts of weird things happening in Rio. Gracious.
I think that would be great to get to see, just some of those basic sports to see on TV, to see them in person. I would think a Chelsea, against Manchester United from that Old Trafford stadium would be something, although I like Arsenal better than both of those teams. But I think I would like to see all the hooligans and
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Let's go all the way and say the FIFA Final Four. I would like to go see the two semifinals and the final.
Okay. It's quite a list you got there.
It is FIFA, isn't it?
I guess. I
heard there was a big debate last night about the pronunciation. Is it FIFA?
I never heard
FIFA
it pronounced any other way than FIFA, but I don't know what the proper term is, but that's what I've always heard.
Yeah, I don't know what that deal. That was another Twitter debate.
Twitter. Silly willies. Jim, I'm going to let you go. I know you have big fish to fry. Make all your 2.5-footers. It'll be a good day for you.
Yeah, I have a ball sitting on a tee ready to be hit.
Smash it.
Life is tough these days, my man.
Well, that's good.
Sporting Life Arkansas, things are going good. I think there'll be another chat maybe tonight, and we're going to have a magazine soon. So
I like that.
Hope everybody's ready for that.
I'm ready. Jim, I appreciate it. Enjoy
it. Thanks for having me, Phil. That is Phil, isn't it?
I'm right here, yeah.
We call
I hope you didn't run out while we were talking.
It is FIFA. We call him File. File. Elson.
File.
It's F-I-L-E.
There you go.
Jim, all right, well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Follow Jim's work and all the writers on SportingLifeArkansas.com. Always good stuff. 11:51, we'll wrap up this hour. You know, we haven't played any of the clips from the SEC basketball coaches teleconference. They were all weighing in on the upcoming season yesterday. It seems a little bit out of place, but always good to get them some perspective on that. So we'll do that as we go through. Got an hour and 10 minutes left or so.
It's June.